Northeast Louisiana parishes have recently been included in the Drought Disaster Assistance Program through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Business owners may apply for assistance as the nation has seen some of the worst drought conditions in decades. Barry Parker serves as Project Director for Business Continuity Planning with the Louisiana Small Business Development Center and joins me for a discussion of the program. Well, Barry, tell us more about this declaration and the areas that are now covered.
Well, initially, the drought's big. The drought has actually encompassed over one half of the United States. There are nationally a little over 1,600 counties that have been included. Most recently, the declaration was extended through Louisiana to include all but four parishes. The only parishes that we don't have included in the current declaration are Tensaw, Concordia, and East and West Feliciana. All other parishes in the state are included in the declaration.
What types of businesses can qualify for this assistance?
Well, under the SBA declaration, which is different from the Secretary of Agriculture's declaration, the agriculture, when they make their declaration, that includes the farmers and ranchers. And when that happens, then the SBA extends that declaration to include other business types. Anyone that has a private business that qualifies as a small business, and that includes private nonprofits, could qualify for assistance, and the assistance is in the form of a loan. There's no restriction on the type of business. You could have a port, recreational activities, businesses that are banned from operations because of the drought, there could be a nursery, even aquaculture, co-ops, and any type of business that would be affected.
Do we know the cap amounts as far as these loans that will be given out?
The SBA can loan up to $2 million. For business. The interest rate on the loans is 4% for a business operation, 3% for a private nonprofit. Maximum loan term is 30 years. That's determined by the SBA at the time of the application.
As far as the information that is necessary, anything in particular that people need to provide to the SBA?
There's a list of documentation they would need to apply. Obviously, you'd need to support your claim. The website is probably the best place to get the information from. You'd need old tax returns, inventory receipts, things to prove that, yes, in fact, I was impacted. Here's the documentation to back that up.
As far as a window of opportunity, is there a deadline as far as applications go?
This has got to be done by April 15th, 2013 will be the closing date for loans under this declaration. Now, if something else happens and a declaration extended to the other four parishes, it would have its own expiration date on it.
With that being the case, I mean, do they anticipate these other parishes being included? I know these 11 parishes that were brought in, that was kind of after the initial declaration. So.
Correct. The Secretary of Agriculture, they look, as my understanding, they look at crop loss and not so much revenue impact. And so that's their decision criteria. If these state agriculture department can go through the governor's office to get these or to request to have these parishes included, whether that's happened yet or not, I do not know.
Someone would like to find out more about the SBA loan program. How can they get in touch with you and do so?
Well, they can call us at the SBDC office here on the ULM campus. Our number here is 342-5506. If they want specifics about the disaster declaration, they can get that from the SBA's website. We will also have a link to that on our website. Our website is lsbdc.org. We'll have a link to the declaration information. We can hopefully get the best information to them that way.
Barry, thanks for the information and your time.
Bob, thank you.